This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell. Michael, do you think with the Lane Kiffin stuff that I think no matter whose side you're on, Ole Miss, LSU, Lane Kiffin, somewhere in between, it seems like the majority of sports fans are kind of like, yeah, this doesn't seem right. He's not coaching in his team's playoff game. And you and I are more on the same side of thinking here. We're blaming the system. Buy or sell that this situation with Lane Kiffin will actually create some kind of real discussion about change in college football with the scheduling, with how they do this whole thing, with how LSU was able to poach away Lane Kiffin. Do you think that this will ignite any kind of real conversation as far as change goes?
I think it already has ignited it. And if all goes wrong, which I have a feeling all will go wrong. Mm-hmm. Things are going to become worse, more expensive, and more inefficient.
Yeah. So you're buying that realistic conversations will start happening, but nothing.
Continue.
Nothing will, well, continue, but how realistic are they? Like, is the NCAA really sitting down and having lengthy conversations about this?
Well, I don't think the NCAA is having lengthy conversations.
Everybody else is.
I think there are people outside the NCAA who are frustrated, who are having conversations because they've been conversed with, and now they are taking actions. But they're the type of people who make things worse.
Buy or sell. Be realistic. The Patriots are going to be the number one seed at the end of the season.
I mean, don't they have the tiebreaker with the Broncos?
They do.
I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like, so
well,
I cannot buy or sell.
And I had to fact check you and Tanner, by the way. The tie-breaking scenarios you guys were giving me were if they were teams that were in the same division. If you scroll down, same post you were on, which was from NFL Network, it's basically, to break a tie for the wild card situation, to determine which club from each conference. So, if you're cross division, if the tie clubs are from the same division, you apply the division tiebreaker. So that you were giving me the division tiebreaker. If the tied clubs are from different divisions, apply these following steps: head to head. Yeah. Head to head, which they did not and will not play. Best one loss tied percentage in games played within the conference, which we'll get into that. Then it's best one loss tied percentage in common games, minimum of four. Then you go down to strength of victory in all games, strength of schedule in all games. The Patriots are 11-2. The Broncos should be 11-2 after the Raiders game. The Patriots don't play this weekend. The Broncos are 6-2 in the conference. They would go to 7-2 in the conference with a win against the Raiders. Keep this in mind. The Patriots, one of their two losses, Michael, was to the Raiders. The Broncos have already beaten the Raiders. Here's my question. What if they lose to the Raiders? You beat them once, you lost to them. And then let's say the Patriots lose another one and we have a tie situation again. Would it be, well, since you beat them at least once, that would be the tiebreaker over the Broncos? It's going to be tight. It's going to be very tight. The Patriots the rest of the way I don't see many losses, man. I mean, are they really going to? Now, they have the bye this week, and then they play the Buffalo Bills at home. They already beat the Bills once.
These are four winnable games.
The Buffalo Bills game?
That's a winnable game. That's going to be their toughest game, but it's winnable for them.
Then they go to Baltimore.
Winnable game.
It is if Lamar Jackson is not right. He's clearly not right. His health, he's had a different issue every single week. But those, I would say, you're saying winnable, sure. There's chances, though, because Baltimore's going to be desperate, man. They have to nurse Lamar Jackson back to health. That's the only way they're going to make the playoffs. And it is a tight race. Then they go to New York to take on the Jets and home against the Dolphins. Your best bet for the Patriots dropping a game or two is the game against Buffalo and the game at Baltimore, which I think could happen.
Unless they want to rest their players against a Dolphins team, which isn't as bad as they looked at the beginning of the season.
No, but they won't rest if they're still a number one seed to be had. Like, if they if it comes down to the Miami game, they're not going to rest starters. They're going to go for the number one seed. Yes. Micah, the Broncos, they cannot screw around with the Raiders. They have to beat the Raiders, and I just beg that it doesn't come down to a field goal. And yeah, go Pokes. Let's go Buffalo. We're rooting for Josh Allen in 2 weeks, no question about it. And yes, Michael, you are rooting for Josh Allen in 2 weeks. It's in your contract. You have to root for him because you need the Patriots to start losing. And then you have to root for the most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment, Lamar Jackson. It's coming down to the wire. But I think realistically, if you're Denver, obviously you got to take care of business against the Raiders. You got to. Lose that game and I know it's on the road, but the Raiders are a dumpster fire. There's no excuse. And I don't even care. Win it by a field goal, whatever. I don't think it's going to come down to that. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that still, even though I only have one pick.
When are the picks?
Picks are on Friday. Everyone knows that. Then you're home against the Packers, home against the Jags. All realistic games that you can win. Realistic games you could lose, too. At Kansas City, buy or sell, the Christmas game against Kansas City will mean nothing to Kansas City. Meaning they're out of the playoff race.
Who does Kansas City have coming up?
Well, that's the thing. They're 6-6 right now. They just lost to the Cowboys. They've lost three of their last four games, Bills, Broncos, and Cowboys. They have the Texans on this weekend.
That is tough.
Sunday night. Then they have the Chargers.
A desperate team.
The Chargers? Well, and what's Justin Herbert's situation like with that left wrist? Then they're at Tennessee. And then they're home against the Broncos. They finish the season at Las Vegas.
So they have to beat the they have to win several of those games. If they drop the next three games, they're out of the playoffs. I see them dropping the Texans game. Don't know if they drop the Chargers game.
If they
the Titans is another bye week for them.
Uh-huh.
They lose to the Broncos, and the Raiders should be a victory for them.
Yeah, it is going to be they kind of have to go. What are there, five games remaining, Michael? Don't the Chiefs kind of have to very least go 4-1? Seven losses could be tough even then. But the teams that are in front of you, so right now it's the Pats with the first round bye. The Broncos are in at two. Jacksonville has stumbled in to the third spot. The Ravens are leading their division, so they're sitting at four. Then the Chargers. The Colts are still there. They have questions about their quarterback's health. And then the Buffalo Bills would be in that final spot. Then the Texans are 7-5. The Steelers are on the outside looking in at 6-6. That game against the Texans and Chiefs, man. I mean, if you're the Texans and you both teams probably feel like that's a must win. The Texans dropped 7-6. I mean, they're on the outside looking in right now. He said, Chris, I feel New England loses three. Buffalo, Baltimore, and the Jets? I think two is what you're hoping for here.
Yeah, I think they lose. They lose to the Broncos. They lose to the Texans.
Well, and if they lose two, if the Patriots, well, you're talking about the Chiefs. If the Patriots lose to, if the Patriots lose to the Bills and the Ravens, that'd be four losses. Let's just assume they're going to lose four games. Denver would have a game to play with. That would be two more conference losses for the Pats. They would be at 6-4, assuming they lose their next two. 6-4 in the conference. Denver takes care of the Raiders. If they were to drop a game, the one to drop would be against the Green Bay Packers because it's an NFC opponent, and it would only be they'd still only have that third loss.
NFC opponents only truly matter the last game of the season.
Yeah, or for this argument, the records. You know, because that's what we're going off of first, just the record. So, but if the Patriots lose the next two, you can afford to lose one game the way it sits right now. And the one you can, but even if you lose two, and you potentially the Packers are one of those losses, they still have four more AFC opponents on the schedule. So that's pretty significant. The Patriots, though. The rest of the way are AFC opponents. That's where it's going to get tricky in this tie-breaking scenario. First things first, Patriots are off this weekend. Denver has to beat the Raiders. That's what needs to happen. This race, man. I mean, and listen, like the Jags and the Chargers and the Colts and the Bills, it's not impossible. They're all at four losses. There's still a chance that they could sneak in here. And then again, the Chiefs are going to be hoping for that final wild card spot if they can get in. And they'll still be dangerous because they're still the Chiefs.
I think the team that's the most desperate at this point, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it's Baltimore. Because Baltimore still hasn't locked up that they're still very close with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
It's anybody's division.
Yep.
And if you don't win that division, you're out.
Do the Bengals go and do something crazy? I mean, they're sitting at 4-8. Now you got Macaulay Culkin back, and he looks like he's just raring to go. They have to take on they got to go to Buffalo this weekend, though. I mean, they're 4-8. That's only two games behind the Steelers and the Ravens, though, Mike. The Bengals are in the same spot they were last year. It's like if they can somehow rattle off four or five wins here, then they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs with Joe Burrow. He's that good, and he has that good of weapons. But they have to get through Buffalo, home against the Ravens. Those are two big ones for them. No question about it. It's going to be a fun race. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, Mike. Interesting conversations going on around college football these days, as always, I guess. But Texas Tech... Texas Tech's head coach, Joey McGuire, he has an interesting plan. Go Pokes, thanks for putting this out into the universe on X for me to find, because it was interesting. He has a simple suggestion to try to keep the Lane Kiffin thing and the pressure on getting coaches figured out, like, right now. He has a simple suggestion. Here's what he has to say.
I don't want the portal in the spring. I want to know what my team is in January so I can create my team and what we did this last year and the chemistry and everything. And so you're just putting a Band-Aid over the problem until we address the calendar. So in my opinion, we all should have played August 23rd. So instead of week zero, we play that's week one. That would mean with the buys and everything, the conference championship would have been played over Thanksgiving. So you get that out of the way. So now we know who's in the playoffs. So if you were saying the first round was going to be played Saturday and then the quarterfinals 7 days after that, semifinals 7 days after that, you actually could play the national championship on January 1st and then the portal would open on January 2nd. So the season would actually be over. So until you do that, we're still going to have this. If we're going to be like the NFL, to where everybody's saying that, in the NFL, there's a tampering for coaches also, and there's a penalty. And so, hey, if you're going to leave your team that's in the playoffs, maybe your team that you're going to is not eligible for the playoffs the next year. Maybe that changes some of the things. Or, hey, you're going to leave your team for the playoffs. Nobody from your past team or your team that you're coaching at can go to the team that you're going to. You know, that they're not eligible. They can get in the transfer portal, but they've got to go somewhere else. They can't follow you. Until there's some penalties in that, we're going to get the same thing over and over. I do think the biggest thing that we have to address, and TV's got to get behind this, because they've already got this mapped out with the quarterfinals and all this stuff, we've got to push the calendar up, and we've got to get football out of the second semester. We're not supposed to be playing college football on January 19th. That should be over at the very worst of where it has been in the past. I still think that's too late, and the calendar can change that.
It's 100% too late. Well thought out. You know, you can tell he's been thinking about this. 100%, the national championship game should not be played on January 19th, 2026. First off, from a marketing standpoint, what happened last year? They had 2 weeks off between the semifinals and the championship. You lose so much of that shine. You know, I wasn't as excited. I was loving the playoffs. I loved the race to the playoffs. I loved the playoffs. And then we had the 2 week break, and it was like, what are we doing here? And now, yeah, that's right. There's still two teams remaining.
Yeah, it feels kind of like what the NFL does, that 2 week break. There's no football.
But the NFL can get away with that more so, I think.
Because it's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
Ever since they started going past January 1st, and I can understand a couple days after January 1st, like second, third, fourth. Ever since they started going past that, college football just has not felt the same. They started doing the whole bowl game, and they started adding all the championship game. They started adding all these extra bowls that mean absolutely jack squat, except for like two schools.
But
I cannot disagree with anything he said.
No, I can't, and I know it's, and I kind of like the penalty thing. Like, hey, if you're a coach and you leave and go to a team, then none of your players, at least in that year, can follow you. That was fascinating. But here's this is stupid, Mike. Why do the college football playoffs start on the 19th? Why not next week?
Army Navy
can't have that. Also, can't have other games?
Yeah. I mean, that's just, I don't know why we have just that one game.
It's a special game.
That one
I get
week.
It. It's our armed forces teams and stuff. I get that. But, I mean, this is what we're dealing with here is just wild. And it seems easy enough to say, move the season back. 0 week is week one. It's so stupid that some teams play 0 week and most teams don't.
It's the same in high school, too.
And then you start your college football playoffs the week after your conference championship games. You go right into it.
Yeah, and he was saying after Thanksgiving, that's when your conference championship games
Correct.
Are. It's going to be weird, and I feel the same way. Like, I love having the big rivalries, like on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, on the Saturday afterwards. Like, that's a great weekend. You have your football game. It's a football weekend and a capitalist weekend. Like, that is one of the best weekends of all time.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna do that, like, you're just replacing that with more great football.
Just, it's a simple fix, though. Army Navy, okay, great.
And it's gonna fix everything.
Have that game on a Thursday, because the playoffs start on a Friday, December 19th. There's a playoff game on December 19th. First round is December 19th and the 20th.
Or
so
have
just
that
have those final have that
be the rivalry weekend.
No. This should be, you move it back to 0 week, and that's week one, and you right after the conference championship games, you have the very next weekend the college football playoffs begin. And if you're that worried about Army and Navy not getting their time, Put them on a Thursday. Or put all the games on Saturday, for all I care. I don't care. Or put them on a Sunday. I know they won't compete with the NFL. But then you've got your first round done, and we're just the second week of December. Then you got your third round done by the 19th when you were supposed to start, or your second round done by when you were actually supposed to start. That would help a little bit. It's not the answer. It's not the end-all be-all because you're still going to be in a tight window. But what's going on with Lane Kiffin? Again, it's byproduct of the system. Again, who do you blame? I don't blame any of those three entities, Ole Miss, LSU, or Lane Kiffin. We talked about this yesterday. Don't blame them. I blame the system for allowing this, and people just sit back. They kick cans down the road with no... I mean, we hear coaches talk all the time. A lot of these coaches are smart, man. They think about this stuff. Why are they talking about it all the time? And we never hear wondering from the president of the NCAA or anybody. We never hear that kind of stuff. Like, take us through. Let us know. Let's get in on this. Let's read some texts and we'll take a break. Brady, I believe you're aware that I was advocating that Colorado State wait and hire Brent Vegan after Montana State's FCS playoff season finished. But that definitely wasn't a sure thing, and John Weber was wise not to wait. But after also attending the introduction short press conference, this truly appears to be the right move, even with a 64-year-old healthy leader who will coach his first game 9 years older than Louis Lubick did in 1993. Sonny Lubick did in 1993 at age 66. As a 46-year-old season ticket buyer and six-year student attender, having lived and died with the Rams in those 52 years of my 72 years of life, I had but one angry disappointment yesterday. Jim Elmora wanted the job 7 years prior at age 57. With a 77-63 pro and college head coaching record, yet we hired a 57-55 college coach at 58 years old. And Stephen Aradazio, now 66. Yes, yeah. Same problem. Same issue. It's an issue. That was a problem. Do you think that they knew that Mora was going to bring that up yesterday? Do you think they wanted him to? Because, again, John Weber and Amy Parsons were not involved in this in 2019. So do you think I don't think
they minded.
It was already a train wreck, and this just makes them look better. Yeah, go ahead and mention how much of a train wreck it was. He wanted this job 6 years ago. We were the ones who made it happen, or I was. Big Hub, I agree with pushing up the calendar, but players playing for that coach, it's unfair to hinder them from going to that school. Kind of, it is. But what if you did a year? I don't know. You're punishing the players, not the coach, I suppose. He said, Chris, I like his idea. Yes, I forgot there was a championship game last year, January of 25. Then I could care less. It just lost its luster for me. 28 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's take a short break. The NCAA playoffs. The conference championship games are this weekend. Which games have playoff meaning to them? We'll get to those coming up next. It's the whole show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I promise.
Walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Guys want to head over for a late lunch, Big City Roadhouse, grab a little slice of pizza.
Was that an invitation? Or just
to the guy. I said, you guys. I said to the guys, to the gang, to the hooligans.
No, I thought you were saying, hey, Micah, Tanner,
Big City Roadhouse has steak. They have pizza. They have ridiculously good cheeseburgers. They have wings. The wings are phenomenal.
I think we should be there right now.
All of the food. Stop interrupting the Reed. You're going to cost us money. Big City. It's not a Reed because I love the place. I went there when it was Cables, and I go there now, and I love it. Big City Roadhouse. And try the today. I'm gonna say, try the wings. It's a wings kind of day. Feels like it, man. It's delicious food. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. They're great people too. I mean, they've done a phenomenal job over there, and man, they hooked us up. But today, their deal on a Tuesday is the Fat Tuesday Potato Burrito for just $6.99. You can add steak, chorizo, or pork green chili to that. Looks delicious. Maybe try that. Get a little discount on it. Nothing wrong with that. Big City Roadhouse.
It is a burrito day.
Yes. Thank you, Mike, for letting me finally get through that. Thank you for that. Like, I really appreciate you letting me get through that without interrupting 14 times. You only interrupted 13 times, but I appreciate it.
I'll do 14 tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Faye says, I met them on Thanksgiving, and they spoke very highly of you guys. Wow. Thank you.
They saw the press pass in my office.
What did I tell you about inviting people back there? What did I tell you?
They said, hey, we want to see this press pass.
It's a creepy janitor closet.
See if it's real.
It's like a creepy janitor closet back there. You bring people in to look at your Legos, and it's like, okay.
Some pretty sweet Legos. Lego like, radio and a Lego chess set.
Okay, that's really neat.
Lego Bronco.
Oh, you have Legos. Oh, man.
You should see how many people point out the Legos without me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sure. Wasn't Tanner's kid in here the other day? Wasn't that one of them that was pointing out the Legos?
I mean, he was actually pointing out the lanyard.
I'm sorry, I'm being rude to you, Michael. It's the Christmas spirit.
Stop
is in
interrupting
the air.
Me.
It's my show. I can interrupt anytime I want. We have a Christmas tree out there. Everything. It's time to be. Let's bury the hatchet. Let's be friends. What do you think?
Is that a threat?
No. Let's be buddies for once. It's been a while. Michael, this college football thing is crazy. I get it. But there's still games to be played, and I am still excited about these games. The ones that actually mean something this weekend, though, the big one, is that Friday night? 6 o'clock, North Texas and Tulane going at it? Is that the only chance? Let's see. Where's my rankings here? If North Texas, yeah, it's pretty much between North Texas and Tulane, right? Because it'd be the highest conference champ. Although James Madison plays Troy this weekend, Michael. If James Madison wins, does that knock North Texas and Tulane back?
But they're not ranked.
Well, according to the...
And it's the Sun Belt.
According to the rankings, they are. According to the AP Top 25, what do we go off of? The AP Top 25 has them at 19. James
Madison.
I'm looking
at Espen right now.
I'm on Espen as well.
Espen doesn't have them ranked.
Go to rankings. Go to NCAA football rankings. Click the rankings. James Madison is listed as 19. That's interesting. They don't have it. They don't have the 19 on their name, though, when they're going up showing the matchup between them and Troy. But according to the rankings, they're at 19, and they would, assuming, obviously, they win. Is it a for sure thing that James Madison's out of this thing? I have the, they're not, oh, yeah, they could get in, Mike. Yeah, James Madison could absolutely get in. There's a 61% chance of them getting in.
I'm looking at the SP Plus rankings, and Missouri is at 19.
Well, you are wrong, because I have the playoff predictor in front of me right now, and they have James Madison, from ESPN, James Madison with a 61% chance of going. So they would be the fifth highest-ranked conference champ if they win. Because Tulane and North Texas can't. I mean, what's the scenario? Only scenario for them, for the winner of that game, is that James Madison loses, right? I would imagine so. So that's Friday night's going to be interesting. Who are you rooting for to get in between those three?
Well, I don't like either of them because I'm a football elitist.
It's about the watch, Mike, the journey. But James, where's our old texter Flying Dutchman? He should be like through the moon right now because James Madison is maybe going to make it in. But that one means something. The North Texas Tulane game obviously means something. The winner of that game will be rooting for Troy, although Troy plays, they play before them. The Mount West game doesn't really have anything. But no, not yet, Go Pokes. In fact, they have Ole Miss with a 99% chance getting in. So they don't believe that the idea of Lane Kiffin not being on this team is going to knock them out. Because Ole Miss doesn't play, obviously, so they'll just be seeing what everybody else does. The things that might change for them, because they're sitting at sixth, if Alabama wins and BYU wins, they could move up a little bit, but I think Ole Miss is going to be safe. If they drop, man, that's a crime. We're going to be really pissed off.
I think that they, based off of what happened 2 years ago with Florida State dropping, I think that they will drop.
You really think
or
so?
Or they should drop.
You, I don't think they should.
Because they don't have their coaching staff anymore. They're not as good. I don't know if I would drop them out of the playoffs.
You're not going to drop them six spots or five spots. Because, I mean, again, BYU's at 11, and then you got to account, because Miami's on the outside looking in. They're 10-2. They're number 12, but you have to replace them, which you're pissed about. You would have to replace Miami with a G5 conference champ.
Well, if you're replacing Miami with G5, then I'm okay with that.
You'd be replacing Miami with either James Madison, North Texas, or Tulane.
And I would be rooting for North Texas for some reason. I don't know why. I guess it's that return a few years ago against Arkansas.
Is Tulane's coach, who just got a job, is he going to coach? I'm guessing he's coaching this weekend, right? Is he going to potentially coach in their playoff game? That's an interesting question. I don't know. Because we're making a big deal about, you know, him going to Florida.
He is not coaching the team.
He's not coaching the team?
And so, John Summerall's hired, and
Summerall's not coaching the conference championship game?
Apparently not.
So it's not just Lane Kiffin, it's him too?
Yeah, it's just He doesn't have as big of a name.
So he really isn't, that's for sure? You Googleized it?
I Googleized, and AI is saying
it's jacked up. What are we doing? So we got two coaches now, for sure, that are in the playoff. Well, Tulane might not be.
So let's root for them to lose.
But he's not coaching in their conference championship game?
That's what it says.
Well, 42 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
All right, so Summerall is coaching in the conference championship game.
I did. I looked it up on an ESPN video posted 38 minutes ago.
Okay, so you were steered in the wrong direction.
Yeah, the AI answer didn't have a lot on it, so I had to do deeper dive.
Aaron said, I saw an article that quoted their athletic director saying Summerall would continue to coach the remainder of the year. So thank you, Aaron, for beating Michael to that one. Eastside Chris, my new Root 4 team is Ole Miss. Well, he did. He texted before you told me, so he did beat you.
I told you like 3-4 minutes ago.
The text was
right
from
when the commercial
4 minutes ago. That was from 4 minutes ago. Eastside Chris says, my new Root 4 team is Ole Miss. Really mess up the defunct system. Is this true, too? Charlie Weiss is returning to Ole Miss as offensive coordinator to coach the playoffs. Weiss boarded a plane to Baton Rouge with Lane Kiffin on Sunday. That's from On3 Sports. Is that legit? I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. I just know that it's all jacked up. But by the time I get to Friday night and sit down and watch games, I don't care. because football's on the tube and these are all big games. So I'm excited about that. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn today, Michael? Do we learn some things? Maybe. Maybe we
learned
a few
things.
Would we? Yeah, okay, we'll get to that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn on this second day of December? Well, I mean, just recently, Trey Wallace posting this. Thanks, Go Pokes, for keeping us up to speed here. I don't understand this, though. Lane Kiffin released a statement on why Charlie Weiss Jr. is returning to Ole Miss, his offensive coordinator who got on the plane with him. With the playoff committee releasing updated rankings tonight, I wanted it to be known that after conversations with LSU, we are allowing Charlie to return to Ole Miss to coach the team during the playoffs. So Ole Miss is good with this? Why not just have Lane Kiffin do it then? If you're good with... I guess LSU wants Kiffin there. I don't know, man. Michael, what'd you learn today? We'll talk about that more tomorrow, I'm sure.
I learned that we're going to keep talking about that tomorrow. I also learned that there is a guy from Texas Tech who has the right answer.
Head coach of Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Not just
a guy.
He's
got the right answer.
Yeah. We also learned that Summerall is going to coach as long as Tulane is playing football this season. Good for them. We'll unpack a lot more tomorrow, I'm sure, on a Wednesday. What do we got, Mike? We got Avs tonight? Avalanche, Sean?
We do.
Do they keep it rolling? Man.
They will.
They are red freaking hot. Let's go, Avs. Let's just keep going. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.